My name is Jared Gearhart. I'm from Hope, Indiana, and it's my 10th year.
10th year. Have you stopped to think that this is your last 4-H fair as a 4-H member?
Yeah, I've thought that quite a bit. It's my last chance to do good and, you know, just work hard and work pretty hard. So I think I did pretty well for my 10th year, and I can't ask for a better way to end. So
I was going to say, you've had a number of accomplishments here this year.
Yeah, I've been really pleased. I mean, I guess there's nothing else I really could ask for. So, I mean, everything I've really wanted, I've pretty much accomplished it this whole week. So
share with us some of the fair highlights for you.
Well, I'd say I had a really good day on Thursday. That's when the cow show was. And so my great-grandpa, the trophy, the steer trophy, is named after him. And so I've always wanted to win it and be like the first person related to where the trophy's named after him. And so and when I won that, I just felt it just amazing. And like, I've been working for 10 years to try to win that. And I remember when I was little, I presented it actually with my great-grandma, and before she died. So that's probably the highlight of this whole week and probably my 10 years in 4-H.
When you look back over it, that's one of the things that you're going to take away from this 4-H program. Are there other things that that this program has helped develop in you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think with any type of the livestock, you have to develop, like, responsibility. And, you know, that animal, whether it be, like, pigs or sheep or anything, you know, you have to go out there and take care of them every day. And, you know, they rely on you. And it's not like, I mean, it's kind of like having a person to take care of at home. I mean, and it just depends on if you want to do really well, you're going to work hard. And, you know, if you just kind of want to just show up and, you know, hey, I showed something, you know, you're just going to kind of halfway do it. But, I, you know, another thing is I look back and I have all these friends I met, and, you know, and I just, you know, you're never going to lose those friendships. You know, you're going to lose these calves, and you might work hard, but then, you know, you work hard for your project and that comes and goes. But, you know, your friends and, you know, and all those good times, you know, just, yeah, that's the best part. So
what's in your future?
I'm going to go to Purdue in August, and we'll see from there. So about 4 years, so be back.
Has 4-H prepared you for Purdue?
I think it has, because, I mean, it's taught me responsibility and, you know, kind of just, you know, slowly but surely, you know, learn to do things more on my own, and I've gotten I've gotten to know a lot of people, you know, from Purdue, and because Purdue's so involved with the 4-H aspect of, you know, everything, and so I've gotten to know a lot of people from Purdue, and a lot of my friends I've met here actually go to Purdue, so it's going to be kind of like a new environment, but, you know, I'll know people there, so it'll be pretty good.
So is agriculture in your future career?
Possibly not, maybe not as a job, but it'll definitely be there somewhere. Just don't know where yet.
Well, congratulations on 10 years. Congratulations on all your accomplishments here in 2010 in Bartholomew County.
Thank you. Thank you.